80 degrees in the University District, and the weekend forecast is for temperatures in the 90s. We're not used to that around here. Those conditions can sometimes be dangerous, even deadly. We were wondering what exactly happens to the body when it faces extreme heat. Marcy Silman called up Dr. Jeffrey Duchin, the chief health officer at the Seattle King County Public Health. He explained the causes of heat stroke.
The body usually cools itself through sweating, and when it gets real hot and humid, sweating can't keep up with the heat that is generated by the environment and by the body's own metabolism. So it becomes very difficult. Basically, the body temperature rises, and it can rise very rapidly and as high as 106 degrees. And what that can do is both damage the brain as well as other organ systems. And that's why we have to stay cool, you know, use other things besides the sweating mechanism to counteract the rising temperatures around us. There's also something called heat exhaustion, which is less severe than heat stroke and can occur over a more prolonged period, over several days, for example. And it can produce trouble thinking, nausea, vomiting, weakness, but does not necessarily always progress to heat stroke, but it should be addressed in order to prevent that.
Who is most at risk of these conditions?
Well, there's age factors. So young children, infants and children up through 4 years of age, and adults who are 65 and older, obese individuals, people who take certain medications that might lead them to be either dehydrated, such as diuretics, or certain psychotropic drugs, drugs for mental illness. Mentally ill persons themselves are more susceptible to heat illness.
What kinds of warning signs should we watch for in our friends and family?
Yeah, it's a good question. So people need to, first of all, be aware that heat illness can present in a number of different ways. There can be nausea, dizziness, weakness, muscle cramps. The skin may be cool and moist for heat exhaustion, but the more severe heat stroke sometimes leads the skin to be red, hot, and dry. And someone who is very warm, who has dry, red skin, may be suffering from a very severe form of heat illness, and they should receive medical attention promptly.
What's the first thing that we should do if we're with somebody that is exhibiting some or all of these symptoms?
Take them to a cool place. If you can get to an air-conditioned place, that's ideal. Certainly be in the shade and cool the individual using cool packs or cool water, ice applied to the body, armpits, groin, and contact 911 or a medical provider. Just get medical attention as soon as possible if someone is showing symptoms of heat illness.
We are expecting at this point weather that is sunny, hot and dry through the holiday weekend. What particularly, when we're out celebrating, should we be thinking about to keep ourselves safe?
Yeah, so to prevent heat illness, you want to try and stay out of the sun. Air conditioning is great when possible. Use lightweight clothing, not tight-fitting clothing. To stay hydrated, please drink plenty of fluids, even if you're not feeling thirsty. It's important to drink regularly. We have insensible fluid losses, so you're becoming dehydrated without knowing it when it's very hot, and that can precipitate heat illness. So drinking well, staying hydrated, staying cool, staying out of the sun, using sunscreen, because sunburn, again, can predispose to heat illness. It heats the skin. And finally, use a buddy system. Check on those who are vulnerable in your home, your community, the older folks, the people who have underlying medical conditions, and the infants. Make sure that you're helping them try and stay cool and reminding them to drink plenty of fluids.
Dr. Duchin, when you say fluids, you're not talking about the beers that people are tossing back or, you know, putting into their coolers for this festivities that they're going to be doing on Saturday.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, alcohol, caffeine, and very sugary fluids can all exacerbate heat illness, make things worse. They can dehydrate you, and the enes, like caffeine, can raise your metabolic rate and make you generate more heat. So, unfortunately, we're talking about non-alcoholic beverages to maintain hydration and watch for the signs of heat-related illness.
Dr. Jeffrey Duchin from Seattle King County Public Health. He also reminds you to help keep your pets safe from the heat. Find them somewhere cool to hang out outside the direct sun and give them plenty of water.